You are listening to a Fox Sports Radio New Jersey special. Jack Thomas and Michael Cohen are picking all the NFL games. Let's take a listen in as Mike and Jack have the lowdown and all the analysis you need to get ready for your football weekend. And welcome back, folks. It is, as we like to call it, the Football Gurus.
I can't believe it. Week 4 is already in the books.
Week 4 is in the books, folks. Michael Cohen, Jack Thomas here with you as we are going into week number 5.
Five.
So before we get into our picks here, Jack,
yes.
I just got to say one thing, one way or the other, regardless of what's happening to a certain baseball team, I just got to say, let's go, Mets. Let's go, Mets. How about that game the other day, my friend?
Oh, it was truly amazing. I mean, my heart stopped so many times. I had 911 on my speed dial all set throughout that game.
True. We had one of those electrical things we're going to put over, you know, boom, boom, and we're ready for that any minute.
Oh, I mean, they deserve to be in the playoffs, and it's October where anything can happen.
Anything can happen. You just got to believe. Oh, wait. Isn't there a certain team that says that all the time? I'm just saying.
Or as I put on my thread when that game was going on, do you believe in miracles?
I know there are a lot of Yankee fans saying, all right, just get on with it already. What about us?
And then the other thing, very sad news that came out that same day. The all-time hit leader, Pete Rose, passed away. Again, I grew up watching him play. He is and was. Nobody's ever going to break that record, I don't think.
I don't think so. I mean, it's as a baseball player, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. What he did as a manager, you know, the gambling and the betting, totally different story.
Totally different story, but from his stats as baseball player, Charlie Hustle, hands down, 3 World Series rings, 2 with the Reds, 1 with the Phillies. I mean, how could you question that? Well, baseball did. Anyway, but it's week 5 in football, so why don't we talk about football?
Let's get on with it. All right, so we are going right into this thing. We got a get-up-early game. We got the Jets and the Vikings.
They're in London, are they not?
Yes, they are.
Now, wait a minute. Is that why you're going? That's why you're over there?
That's part of it.
Now I really say it. I hope you enjoy your time.
I will going to try.
Now, that's pretty wild that you're going to, because you were out in Vegas when they played out there.
Yes, they. So, yes, the Jets are playing in London in, wait a minute.
Jolly old chap.
I think I'm going to be there, too.
Wait. So you're going to be on my on-screen reporter?
Maybe.
Will you call in from the game?
I mean, if you want me to, I'll try. I mean, you might see me on television. No.
But no collect calls, sorry.
You might be. Maybe I'll try to do what that guy did in Chicago many years ago. Where he, you know, tried to catch the field goal. You know, okay. I'll try to do that. But
well, hey, that's a once in a lifetime experience, and I hope you enjoy every second of it.
I'm going to try. If the Jets can not make me want to, you know, hurt my chips and fish and chips there.
I was going to say, you'll have a spot of tea.
A little bit.
All right.
The loss might go down well with some tea.
All right, so it's the Jets versus?
Jets and the Vikings.
The Vikings, wow.
The Vikings are getting -2 points.
Vikings. Are you going to stick with your routine? No matter what, staying with your hometown team, the Jets?
Boy, they looked really bad the other day against Denver. They looked really, really, really bad. The offense was not in sync.
Field goal fest.
Sam Darnold is looking for revenge.
Come on. What are you doing?
All right. I got to go with my gut, even though my heart wants to say Jets. My gut says the Vikings are going to win.
All right. You heard it here first. Well, like I said, you can call over from London with a report for us.
There'll be a lot of tears in between that report. But
all right. But after the Jets take on the Minnesota Vikings, we have a whole other slate. Let's go.
We go with to Chi-Town. How about the Carolina Panthers and the Chicago Bears? Bears are -4 in this game right now.
Do I have to bet? Chi-Town.
You're taking the Chicago Bears? Boy, that's a tough game.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not like there's a clear dominant team there.
I like what Andy Dalton's done the last couple of weeks, but do I really want to roll with the Panthers on the road? No. I'm going to go Bears.
Okay.
All right. Game number 2. Let's go to Cincinnati. We go with this is a good one. The Ravens into Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Ravens are 2-point favorite on the road. Ravens had a big win the other night against Buffalo.
Ravens are rolling, so I'm sticking with the Ravens. Baltimore.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this is really
this is an off year so far for Cincinnati. Yeah. Burrows doesn't look sharp.
No, he doesn't. Like, the whole team is off. If the Bengals are going to have a season, this is the game they have to win. So just for that, I'm taking the Ravens.
All right.
All right, so far we're in agreement. This is kind of scary.
Not good.
It's kind of scary. All right, let's move right along. We got the Colts into Jacksonville against the Jaguars. The Jaguars are trying to figure out, what does a win look like? I don't know. What does it look like? They're 0-4. They take on the Colts, and the Colts are getting 3 points.
This is a no-watch game, as I would call it, but I'll go with Indianapolis.
You're going to go with Mr. Anthony Richardson and the Colts.
Well, let's see how well he's going to be, because he did have that hip injury, you know, that took him out of the game.
This will be like discovering oil or discovering electricity or discovering success. I'm going to take the Jaguars in this one.
Wow, so you actually think they're going to get into the win column?
They got to get one at some point.
You think?
There you go.
Okay. All right. So there's our first one we didn't agree on.
Here's another one in the don't watch, stream it on Tubi only category. That's the Dolphins and the New England Patriots. This is ugly. Patriots are getting 1 point in favor of themselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, this would have been like an AFC championship type game or atmosphere just because the Miami Dolphins used to be a powerhouse and Patriots were the Patriots. Nowadays, they're both really struggling. Patriots obviously trying to find out, is he the quarterback we really want? And the Miami Dolphins just saying, do we have a quarterback?
Yeah, well, right now they don't without Tua Tagovailoa. And, of course, Jacoby Brissett just keeping the seat warm right now for the Patriots. So I don't like this game for either team. I want to say
you got to pick somebody.
Can I pick a tie? No. All right, I'm going to take the Patriots.
Me too.
All right.
Nothing personal, Miami.
No, you just are really bad, really, really bad. Let's go on to D.C. with the, this is another barn burner, the Browns and the Washington Commanders.
No, this is not. Quite honestly, Washington
It's not your
is,
old Washington
that's
Commanders.
That's what I'm saying. Washington is surprising a lot of
They're
people,
really good.
Especially me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they used to be, all right, we're playing the Commanders. We got to win. Nowadays, it's like,
uh-oh.
where did they come from?
Exactly.
Versus Cleveland, right?
Yeah, 3 points in favor of Washington right now.
Versus Cleveland. Versus Cleveland.
Yes, sir.
See, part of me right away would say, no, I don't watch them to win because, you know, of the conference they're in.
You're fearing a letdown game? No.
We're down in Cleveland, though, right?
We are in the friendly confines of Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C., no less.
Or the suburbs, anyway, of Washington, D.C. Yes, FedEx Field.
Commanders.
Yeah, I like the Commanders, too. Man, Jaden Daniels, I mean, do you want to put a lock on Rookie of the Year before midseason?
Right.
There it is. He's got it.
Well, what I'm amazed at is all the games you've been telling me right now, the point spreads are very, very low.
Very low because they're not great games. They're very close. They're teams that are not that far apart from each other.
Right.
Here's another one that's a little bit like that, but this is a much better game. In fact, I'm kind of surprised.
It's a 4 o'clock game?
I'm surprised it's not a 4 o'clock game when you think about it because it's the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans in Houston, Texas. And it's a one-point game in favor of the Bills, believe it or not.
Again, just like I said before about another Cincinnati being not the team that they used to be, Buffalo, you know.
Well, they looked bad last week. They looked really bad last week, but
I mean,
they were
3-0. They're not dominating. But, again, Buffalo.
I mean, this is interesting because Buffalo, you know, 2 weeks ago they killed the Jaguars 47-10. Then last week they get killed by the Ravens 35-10. Now it gets people like, you know, you just mentioned it, people questioning the depth of receiver again and all the issues that the Bills had coming in. Boy, these two teams, they're really mirror images of each other in a lot of ways. It's a great matchup at the quarterback position with Stroud against Josh Allen.
Of course. All right.
I'm going to go Buffalo.
Well, and if I was, while I said I'm going Buffalo, the reason also why I'm going Buffalo, remember the movie The Replacement?
I do remember that movie.
Okay, Gene Hackman's, what's going to make my team win? Heart.
Heart.
Heart. DeMar Hamlin. He is playing with so much heart, especially after everything he went through last season. He's like motivating that team.
He is. All right, Buffalo for me and Buffalo for you. So we keep moving along on this very uncontrasting show here.
Yeah, really.
A little boring right now. What's going on? Okay, let's move on. Let's find something we can disagree on. Denver and Las Vegas in Denver. Denver's getting 3 points right now in this one.
Uh-huh.
A lot of rumors about Davante Adams possibly getting traded. That's now stirring up the pot in Las Vegas again.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Broncos coming off a thrilling 10-9 win over the Jets on the other day. Thrilling.
Oh, yeah. The ratings, I'm sure, are going to be absolutely fabulous for that game.
Really. Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders on this one.
Yeah. Raiders. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so we're both
as much as I want to conflict with you, I can't.
This is a hard schedule this week. Raiders are both going there. Let's go to San Francisco, the Cardinals and the 49ers.
Ooh.
Now, this is interesting.
Ooh, yes.
San Francisco, you're going to hate this line, is getting 7.5.
Really?
Yes.
Arizona, then. Just because, you know, that point spread is a little tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it. We have finally done it. 49ers, we've had our first disagreement.
Okay, so why do you feel the 49ers can cover?
I think the 49ers can cover because this is a division matchup that they have owned over the years.
Okay.
Their defense is starting to get a little healthier. They're at home. I think they're going to pin their ears back on Kyler Murray. I think the
okay,
Niners
so,
win
hey,
big.
While you're over on your vacation in London, are you going to be checking in on McCaffrey? To see how he's doing on his leg?
It's a 4 or 5 game. It'll be like 10, 11 o'clock, and I'll be asleep now.
Oh, so you won't be watching that one live, huh?
No, not at all.
All right.
So next, moving right along, we got the Seahawks hosting the New York Giants in Seattle. Seattle's getting 6 points. That's a lot.
Again, I'm going to pick the Giants, not because I think they're a better team, but I think it's because of the points. I agree with you.
Yeah.
The points are a little bit too high for that game.
The Giants are such a weird team. I mean, they've been so close this year to a win. They should have gotten one already, right? They almost had the Cowboys, your Cowboys. They had the Commanders on the doorstep of a loss the other day.
Come on.
Can the Giants cover and win? I say they cover, but they're going to lose. I was only going to say Giants to cover. I'll take the Giants to cover. How's that?
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
But they're going to lose.
They're going to lose.
You know why? Because the Giants
suck.
Well, okay. Commentary.
This year, anyway. But anyway, not all the time. Just play that one back for Billy and the guys. I'm like, what? What did you say?
There you go.
Anyway, Green Bay Packers into Los Angeles to take on the Rams at 4:25. Packers are getting 3 points on the road. Jordan Love is back. There's love in the air for Green Bay again.
They almost came back last week against Minnesota after being down by close to 30 points. L.A. I love L.A.
You love L.A.?
I love L.A.
There's no love in L.A. That's what you're saying.
L.A.
Yeah, L.A.?
L.A.
I like L.A. as well. I like the Rams at home getting the points against the Packers.
And that's L.A. is proving something that it's the next man up. Mentality, you know, with both Cup and out.
Yeah. Now, here's a game. We got 2 more games to go. We got a Sunday game. We got 1 Monday game.
Yay.
Thank God is right. The Sunday night game, you want to cue up the old school NFL music. You want to get John Facenda, get all those audio tapes of John Facenda doing the announcing of Super Bowls 10 and 13. And why not get Harry Callis's tapes of Super Bowl 30? Because the Dallas Cowboys are going into Pittsburgh to take on their natural rival, historically, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And this is after being off for 10 days because of their last game against the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had extra time. They will be playing, though, without Micah Parsons.
He's
going to be out for a while. So it's going to be that defense is going to be hurting. I mean, he is the true captain of that defense. He orchestrates. So we're going to have to see who's going to be next man up there. But, oh, yeah, this brings me back to the days of the 70s. The Pittsburgh Steelers versus Dallas Cowboy rivalry. Terry Bradford.
Bradshaw
for the quarterback. Roger Staubach. Now you're going to add, what's the point spread?
The point spread is, let's take a look again. It is a 2.5 in favor of Pittsburgh. Also, remember, no Dexter Lawrence. He's out for this game as well for the Cowboys, looking doubtful.
I got to stick with my boys just because I'm a Cowboy. But the other reason is, if it comes down to a field goal, we have one of the best field goal kickers about. 70 yards, that's a chip shot for that boy.
Cowboys. Yeah, the Steelers are coming off a bad loss last week to the Colts. I mean, Joe Flacco came out. I didn't know Joe Flacco was still in the league.
I know.
I thought he retired after last year with the Browns, but he was still in the league with the Colts, and he beat the Steelers last week.
And don't get me wrong, the Steelers are a quality team.
They
have a great coach.
Great coach, great defense. I question the quarterback still, but he is getting better each week, Justin Fields.
Right.
I'm going to have a difference with you. I'm going to take Pittsburgh in this game because they're at home Sunday night.
Okay.
Cowboys haven't looked...
No.
fluid yet.
Nobody is really fluent and dominant this year so far. But, I mean, it's going to be – that's a great Sunday night football.
That's a fantastic Sunday night game. I'll be like at 2 o'clock in the morning where I'm going to be.
Yeah, I think, you know, I might be a little late to work on Monday.
A little bit.
You know.
Be one of those days like, just call in late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the Monday night game, I don't think we'll be calling in late for this game, but it's
– Wait a minute. Why not?
Well, it's not bad. It's not Cowboys-Steelers, but it's not bad. It's the New Orleans Saints into Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Chiefs are getting 5 points against the Saints.
And you know what I like? There's only one game. It's not like the past. It's not like the past couple of weeks that there have been the two games and everything. You know, you're flipping channels.
Yeah.
Where you have dual screens. All right, KC versus Nolens. Nolens is my surprise team this year. The way they've been playing, I mean, you know, they beat me. I mean, you know.
Derek Carr's looked very good.
Yeah. But KC is KC. I think they're going to ink out another win. What's the point spread before I
Point spread is 5 points, which is actually pretty reasonable.
Still go with that with KC.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs as well. Again, the Saints have a couple issues. You know, Demario Davis is questionable going into this game. That's a big loss if he's not there in defense for them. And right now, until somebody proves that they can actually beat the Chiefs in the fourth quarter,
right,
you can't go against them, even though they don't look like the same team from the last couple of years. I'm taking the Chiefs as well.
There you go. Well, those are week five picks. Hey, Michael, I want to wish you a safe trip, an enjoyable trip. Enjoy the Jets. In London. Have a spot of tea on me.
I will.
And, you know, enjoy. It's well-deserved, pal.
Thank you so much. If I come back with a different accent, is that a problem?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Know. All right, so we are the football gurus, if you want to call us that. We hope you have a great week. But, hey, remember, do not bet your life, okay? Bet smart.
Thanks a lot, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Enjoy. We'll see you for week six.